this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Big Brother.
We're in overdrive.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back, folks. Now into the third hour, fourth hour. And the start of the next segment, I'm going right to Paul and others that are patiently holding to talk about what's happening in the Middle East right now. Professor Francis Boyle is our guest, best-selling author, researcher, political insider from his past research. Look, it's been a sport of kings and, quote, nobility, even above hunting, dangerous game, to go out and be involved in combat. And even though it was primitive and violent, you could at least have some respect for the fact that warrior kings would lead people into battle. Compared to the elites we have, I mean, Napoleon was a famous artillery officer and then led his forces, even though he was a terrible person in many respects. Now, Hitler won the Iron Cross, the Congressional Medal of Honor, first class, the German equivalent. So in the 3-4 minutes we have left, Francis Boyle, my issue is they're giving Purple Hearts to the equivalent medals to the drone pilots. It's not just the elite separated from the human suffering that they're causing. And it just seems like nature's out of balance. There's almost like a singularity of evil coming. What's your thoughts in closing on that?
Well, I think it's here. If you look at the neocon pedigree, it was all founded by Professor Leo Strauss at the University of Chicago. I was educated in that system. I studied with his right-hand man, Joseph Cropsey. Strauss had just retired, and there, Strauss's teacher, mentor, and sponsor in Germany was Professor Carl Schmitt, and Carl Schmitt was the leading Nazi law professor of his era. He justified every hideous atrocity the Nazis inflicted on everyone, including the Jews. And so you're right, Alex. What we've seen overtaking the country is this neo-Nazi mentality that is now possessed our power elite. I mean, if you listen to Secretary of State Kerry, he sounds mentally deranged oftentimes when he's giving his perorations there on TV, and many of the rest of them do too. So I think that this is what we've seen, and you're correct.
We're between a rock and a hard place, because they're already set up and ready for an armed revolution. They want to use that to bring in total tyranny. But then they're attacking us, so under common law and common sense, you know, I think this is where I'm going with this. I think if everything does kick off and becomes violent, I just want to make sure that the people that are calling the shots, they want to be back in their armored fortresses and send the police out and the military out to do this. And I think it's very important at the end of all this that they be brought to justice and that they be dealt with. Because I think it's only that fear that will hold them back. That's why we need to impeach Obama and not try to make political points, you know, for the Republicans who are just as big a problem.
Well, I agree. I agree with that. And ultimately, the question will be, will common, ordinary, everyday U.S. soldiers fire on U.S. citizens when ordered to by the power elite? I certainly hope they don't, because the common, ordinary, everyday soldiers are taken from us. The power elite, most of them are chicken hawks. They all bugged out of the Vietnam War. I have no problem with people avoiding the Vietnam War, because it was illegal and immoral.
Sure, just don't be a warmonger later.
But a generation later, they're sending young men and women from middle class, lower class, economically deprived areas of our country off to fight and die for oil and profits and glory. And the question will be, how much longer will the young men and women of our armed forces take being cannon fodder for the power elite?
I agree.
Will they obey orders to fire on their fellow Americans?
Thank you, Professor. Very well said.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Fix Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
A lot of people have been taught that the best course to take is just keep your head down and do what you're told. Well, that is the road to absolute serfdom, the road to slavery. And I see these political elite who are incredibly soft people, like John Kerry, Obama, all of them. Hillary making statements like, I came, I saw, he died. Obama saying, I'm good at killing people. And then you see just this same spirit. I don't care if you're Obama or you're Netanyahu. And people know I don't spend all my time, you know, going into the bashing of Israel. I'm going to your calls right now. Because people have tried to intimidate me and attack me over the years into attacking Israel all day. That's the easy cause celeb, you know, thing to do. And I'm like, no, it's terrible what's going on in Israel and what goes on in Palestine. And you know, it's also really terrible that you got about 20 times that being killed conservatively by al-Qaeda forces run by our government in Syria. They're just like, shut up. You work for Israel. And I'm like, Actually, Israel's with Saudi Arabia helping fund the groups doing this in Syria. I don't like Israel doing that. I don't like the political class being so evil they would openly fund al-Qaeda groups and then use the threat of that to take our rights. They'd taken the Israeli people's rights, using the threat of terrorism. This terrorism rubric is being used to take over society, and I know you know that. But if you just pick a side, Palestinian, Israeli, that's what the system wants you to do instead of pulling back and going, who's behind all of this? What's the big picture? Al-Qaeda took the blame for 9/11, clearly only players in it. The wrong country was attacked, Iraq. Saudi Arabia sits back, says they're bolstering their border against ISIS when they run the group. That's just rhetoric. Now, they double-cross each other, so they don't trust them either. But this is the culture and the society we now live in. And I'll say it again. It is a total, complete, manifest fraud on every front that the war on terror is to keep us safe. The war on terror, period, is about social control. And it's not just social control so everybody's safe. That's the nanny state lie. It's social control to radically engineer society and fundamentally destroy the family, destroy justice, destroy our health, and really put us into a scientific dictatorship known as the technocracy that is designed to finally end humanity as we know it in the globalist own words. And people can say, well, that's far out. That won't happen. No, it's happening. See, that's the thing. If this was just some corruption, I would criticize it and everything, but I wouldn't risk my life fighting it. Because corruption's always been endemic to civilization. This stuff is pure satanic evil. And you've got to make a decision against it. You've got to say, I'm not going to be with this. Let's go to your phone calls. You've been holding long enough. Paul, then we'll go to Rich, Doug, Nick, Mary, and others. Paul, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. What's your take on the situation in the Middle East?
11 years, thank you. I think this Israel issue ties directly to our border. Israel's working with ISIS. We know that. The ISIS claimed to kill the Jewish kids that started all this, and now ISIS says they're not going to do anything to help the Palestinians. And at the same time, we have South American fighters in Syria. We have the head of ISIS is from Chile. You know, and I think the same mentality of the Palestinians fighting against white Jews from Europe is the same mentality of, you know, they want to start their mythical homeland in South America. And, I mean, in South
No. You just hit on it. It's called liberation theology. And they take real grievances, but then the Ford Foundation and Google publicly run the Palestinian groups. They ran the Arab Spring. Exactly. It's so sophisticated. How do you explain that to people?
They're getting rid of the lead, so we can't get any more, and the borders are wide open, and the South American guys that have been training with Al-Qaeda, they're coming across the border training the regular South Americans, and they want to take back their country, and we're going to have a mini Iraq right here, and we're not even seeing it.
People always ask how the U.S. could fall. We're seeing it. We're seeing the beginning of it. And again, it's such bold moves by the globalists on every front. It really signals they're going for broke. I mean, that's it. This is a whole new ball game of escalation. Great points, Paul. Rich in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, long-time listener, second-time caller. Didn't finish what I had to say last time I was on, but it was right at the end of the show. I got cut off.
That's okay. You're on now. Go ahead and talk right into your telephone.
This whole thing is... it's all a bit sham with the Middle East, Netanyahu, all the world leaders, most of them anyways, are controlled by the banker elites and the money changers.
Exactly. And, that's why they're all following the same script.
Right, right. And what they're doing is, see, they turn the heat up all around us. See, they keep all this turmoil going on all around the world so that the fear factor, the level of fear outside of our country is far exceeds the level of fear inside our country, which allows them to turn up the temperature here. And, incrementally increase the tyranny state where it creates like a feedback loop. They're going for a big feedback loop here that's going to amplify and increase it at an exasperable rate to the point where when it does all come to pieces, they'll be able to roll it out exponentially as it all collapses.
Exactly. You know. They're always posing as the savior to the financial crisis, the border crisis, the Al-Qaeda crisis, the ISIS crisis, the Russia crisis. And as long as they can get away with not getting the blame for being behind it, they'll continue to get more power out of the crisis they created. It's very elementary. And you said it. That's it.
All righty. And what I was trying to say the last time I was on was that this goes back a long way. See, the bankers knew with when they had Alexander Hamilton pushing the Constitution of the United States, they knew that there was 13 states and they were going to do a lot more. And because you could see the territories forming ahead of time. And so they saw a problem there. And so the Constitution was also a Trojan horse to bring in blanket tyranny, an authority that is above all the states. So that tyranny can go outward.
Well, that's what the colonies and the states said for a decade of debate. That's why they brought in 1798 the Bill of Rights, to be very clear about everything. But you're right. The lawyers did some fiddling in the Constitution, and it's not as good as the Declaration of Independence or Bill of Rights. And people seem to conflate the three as one thing. And I guess the Bill of Rights are amendments to the Constitution. But, again, now the globalists want to get rid of it whole hog. Appreciate your call. Let's talk to Doug in Iowa. Doug, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, thank you. If you look at what's going on in the Middle East, to me it's like a magician with his left hand. He's got these little rockets flying in there so that all the news is focused in on Israel. And the real thing is happening in the Ukraine where they're sticking a fork in the Russians trying to get them activated.
No, that's it. This could cause World War III. And I'm very sad for the Gazans getting, you know, dying and getting bombed. And I'm sad for Israelis getting hit by rockets. But that's all anyone knows how to talk about, the liberal trendies and the rest of them. And why aren't you going to Palestine? You know, Koch brothers, work for Israel. You know, the same stuff that just gives them moral authority and is made up while we're criticizing Israel funding Al-Qaeda, funding all these attacks. But we're not doing it from a hate position. We're just doing it from reality position. And then meanwhile, they talk about Arabs getting killed. ISIS is just slaughtering people by the hundreds of thousands. I mean, it's incredible. And no one will talk about it. It's just amazing.
Well, I looked at Revelation 18, Mystery Babylon. At first it burns, and then it's cast into the sea. And that seems to match those new $100 bills when they fold them. You've got a high rise with a nuclear bomb going off over it, and then it's got a tidal wave going off over it. Now the Russians, they can set off that Viejo tidal wave and cover the whole East Coast, and a nuclear strike on the country first would seem appropriate, according to the way things are going, and that would both fulfill the $100 bill and Revelation 18.
Well, I know they got a lot of secret messages in the money. That's admitted. It's pretty stunning when you look at it. But past all that, Secretary of Defense Cohen admitted in Army Times back in 97 that indeed they do have earthquake and tsunami weapons, and I have mainstream news saying that. I mean, there's just no telling. I mean, it's Buck Rogers, man. That's why the elites act like we don't even exist or we're roaches. We're going to skip this network break coming up so I can get to all your calls, and we'll go to the bottom of the hour. But I'd go even further, but I'll get too exhausted. I just can't do 4 or 5 hours anymore, and I want to shoot some stuff for the nightly news. Got a lot of other work to do as well, but I just hope everybody who's on the side of liberty works instead of just talking and reaches out to other people, and hope everybody in the alternative media creates more content to overtake the dinosaur media. Because people shouldn't take having the internet and freedom of speech for granted anymore. I mean, it's all they're moving on every front, people. Let's go to Nick in Florida. Nick, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Love your show.
Thank you, brother. What's on your mind?
I got some questions. If they use social control with social media in the Middle East the way they do on Facebook in America with false prophets about in just any kind of control with that over there too, because I personally witnessed some of that.
Well, undoubtedly, globalists are always targeting religious leaders. A lot of the clergy here in this country, Catholic, Protestant, you name it, Buddhist, are on government payrolls. I mean, it's on record that a bunch of these religious leaders are on CIA payroll and that ISIS is a globalist creation. The CIA is an alien group of basically British intelligence and the globalists. They got a lot of compartmentalized people who think they fight for America inside of it. And they couldn't get them to do as much evil stuff 50, 60 years ago. They'll do anything now. Or they've got contractors that'll do it. And so, yeah, I mean, they're just playing us off against each other.
Have you heard of some of the Facebook groups that basically tell you to not listen to alternative media and, you know, just go with your government control?
Yeah, I really don't pay attention to that. But, I mean, the Pentagon is heavily involved domestically now. It used to be illegal in PSYOPs, in lies. And, but it isn't working. I mean, Congress has a 7% approval rating. And the military's waking up. I mean, I think when they tell military bases, don't visit Infowars.com, that I don't think I know that makes them then visit Infowars.com. So these authoritarians had a big, powerful, rich country that became an empire and had a lot of great inventions and technology at their hands. But the leveraging of Western civilization towards evil, I don't think in the final equation is going to go the way they think it is. Thanks for the call, Nick. Mary in New Jersey, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Alex, I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm newly retired, so for years I learned a lot on Glenn Beck and all that stuff, but I really put it together recently, a few months ago, and it scared me to death when but anyhow, and now I pray a lot, basically. But, concerning Israel, Israel is, it was occupied by Britain, and then for a long time, and then they had the Balfour Resolution in 1947, I believe. And also, what was given to the people that were the Muslims, they did get their own country. They got Jordan. So it was divided up, and within a week after becoming a new country, of course, they were attacked by seven different Muslim countries. So,
that's how Israel got the thing of the underdog and everybody's support was because Israel continually got attacked. And again, the Palestinians try to overthrow every country they're in. They're constantly trying to overthrow Lebanon. They're constantly trying to overthrow, and I'm not demonizing it, which is a fact, Jordan. And, you know, it's, I mean, look, David was fighting the Philistines thousands of years ago. It's the same story. You can pick a side. Both sides have their reasons. Both sides have their arguments. My issue is the Rothschilds and the British created the state of Israel as like a floating command base for the Middle East. And then they set it up as this endless situation. And the Palestinians live in horrible squalor. I feel sorry for them on many, many fronts, but they're used as a political football. You know, you notice Egypt borders Gaza, and you notice Egypt won't let them in there, but then will criticize Israel all day for not letting them in. So it's so complex, I can barely even understand it. And so I don't know how to properly explain it to people because you can't explain it. It's a bunch of tribal weirdnesses. And the only way you'd ever unify people would be if space aliens attacked. And that's why the elite are always saying that. Plus, they don't want us unified. They want to control us. That's why they want to balkanize this country and have the foreigners not take on an Americana culture. You can say what you want about it, but owning property, being left alone, having low taxes, having a right to defend yourself, that's pretty good culture if you've been to other countries. They're getting rid of that. So, I mean, that's my main objection. And Israel's very authoritarian. You know, you can't proselytize Christianity in Israel to Jews. Israel has race-mixing laws. And so my issue is, I don't hate Israel, and I understand what's going on in Israel. But at the same time, all these Christian TV shows and stuff that just say, worship Israel, you're going to hell. My God is not Israel. And my God is not any of these countries or any of these men. My God is God. And, you know, no one wants to talk about the bad things that go on in Israel. And you got a lot of Jews in Israel that don't like it. And then, again, any mild criticism of Israel gets attacked by the Israeli lobby. And then there's all, here's the deal. I'm not against Israel, but I'm not for what a lot of things Israel does. And I'm not against the Palestinians. I'm for them, but I feel sad for them. But I also don't want to endorse a lot of the bad stuff that some of the Palestinians are involved in, because it's two different sides and there's problems with each group is what I'm getting at. And the viciousness of the pro-Palestinian crowd, not even so much the Palestinians, but the white supremacists that support them and other groups, where it's just a one-trick pony, one-issue group, it very dishonest group of people. The anti-Israel people are just incredible liars, in my experience, and just very vicious. And a lot of them are losers. They're not successful. They hate anybody that doesn't basically endorse all their bizarre worldviews. And so I just don't want anything to do with any of it, really. I mean, meanwhile, Al-Qaeda's running around slaughtering people everywhere, and when I can't force Israeli Jews to criticize their government for openly being in the Jerusalem Post saying, you know, should we work with ISIS when they're already doing it? Israel loses any moral high ground it could have ever claimed doing that, and I'm forced to come out against Benjamin Netanyahu for stuff like that. It's just disgusting, and it shows how reprobate our churches are, our libertarian and Christians are, that people just don't have enough geopolitical understanding, Mary, to see what's happening. I mean, you say you support Israel. Okay, the existence of Israel, let's say you support that. What do you think about Israel's government supporting ISIS?
I think it's bad, but I'll tell you what I think. I think Netanyahu was being blackmailed because months ago, Kerry was over there pressuring to break up Israel. They wanted to break it up block by block. I also listened to Aaron Klein, okay?
I know, but nobody can. Israel's got 800 nuclear weapons.
Israel, two blocks Arabs. It was a mishmash. They were putting the pressure, the screws on to Netanyahu.
Yes, go ahead.
And I think they were, I just had the feeling like they were blackmailing. And also I wanted to, and I think they were pressuring him to conform to whatever their ideas were. Kerry was, and some of the globalists.
Well, there's no doubt that Israel is publicly endorsing ISIS now.
Not until months of pressure.
I know. Here's my issue. It's the world is so Machiavellian. What happens when everybody starts cutting corners and everybody starts saying it doesn't matter if we side with this group today and that side tomorrow? Look at how the Arabs live with that view of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I mean, that's just not how I do things. And that's not how the West has operated until the last 100 years, and it's a form of mental illness is what I'm saying. I hear what you're talking about. I don't obsess on Israel all day because it's never going away. It's just a football issue. It's like gay marriage. It's just something they just keep going as a distraction from everything else going on in the world. But I hear you. I appreciate your call, Mary. Let's talk to Israel in Massachusetts. That's all we have time for. I'm out of time with Shelley and Karen and Brian, everybody else. Go ahead. Israel, I think, or is it Israeli? Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm just going to give you as much as I can in this short time. Number one, to be against Bibi Netanyahu does not make you anti-Israel or anti-Semitic. Netanyahu is nothing more than an elected leader. He's not the spirit of the country. He's not the Führer of Israel, despite however he may act.
Well, that's another point. People say you either support him or you don't, or you hate Israel. That's not the case. I don't support ISIS. I mean, period.
Many Israelis do not support Netanyahu, and they would gladly vote for someone else if there was anyone worth voting for.
Well, everybody's scared to run against him, right?
There's rumors. I mean, there's rumors. I don't want to get too much into it.
I'll tell you what. We'll continue the discussion tomorrow. I apologize to the callers. Interesting point, sir. I want to hear from Israel and the Middle East tomorrow, so we'll try to open the phones up tomorrow. Sorry to the other callers. Great job to the crew. Retransmission starts now. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children and our
feet. Ukraine shells Russian city, Rostov, killing civilians. This just broke minutes ago at RT. State-affiliated media in Russia. The full article is going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, we'll also tweet it at Real Alex Jones and post the full article up on Facebook. And this, again, happened yesterday, but it's just now breaking. More of this is ongoing and happening. One killed, two injured. Russia vows response to Ukraine shelling Russian city. And, again, this is ongoing. There's more reports coming out. More of this stuff happened yesterday as well. In fact, here it is today, July 14th. Russia considering surgical strike on Ukraine. Report, our practice, our patience is not boundless. Again, our patience is not boundless, Kremlin source says. Russia vows tough response to Ukraine military's border shelling. I mean, this is out of control, and it's designed to start a new war. And you look at who's behind the open borders and his open border society. George Soros publicly brags he's behind our open borders. He bragged a few months ago he was behind the Ukraine situation with the State Department. He is openly involved in the Arab Spring and the whole ISIS situation. They are bringing in global turmoil, global destabilization. This is out of ITAR-TASS, news agency, Russia. Russia will give a tough response to the shelling of its territory by the Ukraine military, in which civilians were killed. Russian deputy foreign minister said last night the incident occurred early on Sunday when a Ukrainian shell hit a private house in the town in the southern Russian region. The incident is evidence of a profound escalation of danger for Russian citizens on the Russian territory, the diplomat said. Naturally, this action will not be left without a corresponding reaction, he said. The talk with Ukrainian side on the issue is going to be serious and tough, he said in an interview with Russia's Moscow speaking radio station. Again, my friends, this is just all part of the out of control stuff that's going on. And it could trigger all sorts of bigger crises at any time. And you notice this has been going on the last few days, and the average person in America can't even find Ukraine on the map, has no idea what's even going on. Eyewitnesses report Kiev death squads going house to house, executing all men under 35 on the spot, crucifying babies and forcing their mothers to watch unspeakable atrocities under a complete mainstream media blackout. That is what RT is reporting with Francis Boyle, who worked at the highest levels of the globalist operations. He's going to be joining us coming up. He's a protege of Henry Kissinger. He's going to be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today to discuss that. And here's the big headline that really should concern everybody from AFP. Moscow considering targeted strikes on Ukraine. Moscow is considering targeted strikes against Ukraine after shelling crossed the border and killed a Russian civilian, citing a source close to the Kremlin. The respected daily quoted a source is saying that Moscow was considering possibility of targeting retaliatory strikes against Ukraine, where escalating clashes, Ukraine says, has killed more than, quote, 1,000 rebels between pro-Moscow rebels and government troops, is threatening to spiral into an all-out civil war over the weekend. And again, our patience is not limitless. It's not a civil war. It's already a civil war. It's not going to be a civil war. It's going to be a regional war, and then you've got wars going on in the Middle East and Africa and everywhere else. And again, who is behind it? The globalists are triggering it all. I want to hear from military and former military to get your analysis and your take on what you see unfolding geopolitically, how it all ties together. Because every time I do this, we get a lot of interesting points and angles from contractors, military people, executives, you name it, that have been in Saudi Arabia and worked there, been in Iraq, been in Afghanistan, been in Ukraine, been in Russia, and know the parties and know what's happening. But bottom line, Russia is being tied down and prepared for regional wars, and they're also launching the ISIS-type al-Qaeda people all over Chechnya and other areas to further destabilize Russia, and Russia is going to end up responding militarily and may start bombardments of the capital, Kiev, and then NATO has said they will respond against Russian forces, and then the Russians have said they'll use nuclear weapons in the region, and you go in just a matter of minutes, once all this starts, once Russia starts hitting Kiev or other areas, other military bases in the nation, responding, if Kiev escalates back, then in a matter of minutes, you could go into a nuclear war situation. I mean, when I was walking back from the break room getting a cup of coffee just 6-7 minutes ago, I was thinking, my God, I live right in the middle of Texas with all these military bases encircling me. And I just realized that if there's a nuclear war, there's probably, let's not exaggerate, I would guess 100 cruise missiles are probably pointed at the area I'm at in Texas, probably dozens of ICBM Topol M's that can carry up to 20 warheads apiece. I'm being targeted, you're being targeted, if you live near a military base, by scores of warheads right now. And I just hope it falls right on top of me then. I mean, I don't hope that happens, but I've studied the criminology of governments, of Hitler and Napoleon and so many others, and the elite running things, just they're just out of control. They just want to destroy everything. They really do. I mean, look at them. They hate anything good. They hate a breastfeeding mother and search her and strip search babies, but then let illegal aliens fly without any IDs. They let Saudi Arabians come in, and then because of the searches, they get bypassed because the Saudi Arabian government demands it, but American citizens get our genitals grabbed. It's all just a giant fraud, all of it. And the American people, on average, are broken and are weak, and they want it. They like it. They say, hey, buddy, comply. Comply with total destruction of everything we hold dear. And so not admitting how evil things are, letting them by successive approximation, by titrating the dose, build up the level of cultural poisoning. To where we'll put up with anything. Oh, they'll never pass Obamacare with death panels and taxes on people making less than $15,000 a year and rationing of care. This bill's so horrible, there's no way they'll pass it. They passed it, didn't they? And now the $5,000 fines are coming in. And now you're getting cut from 40 hours to 25 hours. And now you're going bankrupt. And now and guess what? Nobody got in trouble, did they? They're busting tens of thousands of illegals every week to major cities across the country, hundreds of thousands a month. And it's going to become a giant crisis. And then they're going to say those of us that aren't for total legalization, we caused it when total legalization will bring in the next crop for total legalization. But because we say 2 + 2 = 4, they'll point at us and laugh at us. And you're now seeing that. This is the madness of government. The madness of Nero, the madness of Caligula, the madness of Montezuma. The madness. This is what elites do. They destroy everything at the end. Because they've got a bunch of autocratic scum working for them who are lazy and basically allow the elite to do these type of things. There's a lot of other factors. The public is drunk on entertainment, raised in front of television sets, and has no idea what's even going on. And then you've got a bunch of the other establishment people who are just all into different forms of weirdnesses. It's the decline of a country. It's the decline of an empire. It's the decline of a world. And you notice Homeland Security drills 24/7. They're done with the primer of Al-Qaeda. That was the excuse to set it all up. To fight veterans, Christians, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists. Because they want total power to do whatever they want, and they know anyone who has even an inkling of justice in their heart and mind, who has even a sparkle of a desire to be free, must be eradicated. And if they have their way, we will be. And the nightmare will come true because we let monsters run things. And let monsters break our will. I'd like to hear from you out there, military, police. I don't need to hear from you to know the plan. I know the plan. The plan's public. but it's accelerated and moved into such high gear. Do you disagree with me that they're getting ready to stage a false flag, which might be an imploded economy, might be the tens of millions coming in over the border? We know that's the false flag. We know that's engineered. But are there more false flags to come? Is turning ISIS loose with Stinger missiles, tens of thousands of them? Is that the false flag? I think it's all the false flags. I think it's a cluster of false flags, a wave or waves of false flags, a great global crises, conveyor belt. To bring in world government, you have to destroy the old order. And the old order, as bad as it's been, has checks and balances. And work was valued, and the family was valued, and self-defense was valued, and common sense had some value. All of that is now being swept away. And in place of it, raw, naked government power run by eugenicists that have a deep, lustful hate for humanity and a lust to exercise raw totalitarian control freak power over us. Every secret demon turned loose in the hearts of man. Every profanity, every perversion. We're taught perversion is sexual, only in nature. And that's another deception of the system to obsess on sex all day. When the perversions of domination and corruption and psychopathic and sociopathic behavior, that's the real perversion. And we have very perverse people in charge right now who lust to bring this country down, who want to dominate this nation and the world. Everywhere they're in charge, they turn Al-Qaeda loose to just slaughter and slit the throats of every Christian man, woman, and child they get their dirty hands on. And you won't hear a word about it from all these big glitterbug churches. All right. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Is this the megastorm? Is this the beginning of the coming of the total world government built on the back of crises, on the ashes of the old republics? And the answer is, yes, the globalists are back in the news today saying this is part of a North American union, this crisis. As they said in 2006, now 8 years ago, in Banff, Canada, they openly said there, we will use border crises to bring this in. Rex 84. And I know that for many of you that are new listeners, I might as well be speaking in some verbalized, hieroglyphical screed on ancient jungle-covered walls. But for those that know history, this is written in a clear, bold hand that spells a great time of misfortune and doom. And I'm not being a negative person. I simply wish that we didn't have to go through this. I wish by telling people what's happening that this didn't have to unfold. A car pulled out in front of me yesterday, and I overcompensated and went up on the curb. And I was about 30 feet away from pedestrians walking. And I quickly went back onto the street and didn't run over them. But it wasn't that I was being pessimistic when I moved out of the car's way, hit the curb, went up on it, and hadn't had a wreck in many years, thank God. Saw there were people walking and hurriedly said, well, I guess I got to go back into that car. Went back down off the curb. I only got one tire up on it. So even if I would have got to where the people were, I probably wouldn't have hit them because they were about 6 feet over. It was a big sidewalk, 6 feet over, about 30 feet down. But I made the split-second decision. I just got to turn back into that car. Didn't even look because I saw those people. And by that time, the car had swerved back out of the lane, so I was able to get back in without hitting them or the people. And it was quick action that kept me from, you know, having the wreck or running over the people. And I literally thank God that I didn't hurt somebody. But the issue here is that if I'd have been in denial, if I'd have hesitated, something bad would have happened. And so that's why I'm being so scary, because it is scary. Russia says they may start bombarding Ukraine with fighter bombers. NATO has said they will hit Russia. Russia will then respond with nuclear weapons. And a lot of people say, oh, it's all staged. That won't happen. Bull. It's not all staged. There are three power blocks. There are the Chinese, the Russians, and then the United States, England, and the EU. That's the big dominant group. And the Chinese and the Russians use the globalist technologies of control. They're just as bad in many respects. But there are different power blocks, and they've all infiltrated each other as well at the highest levels. But this is real. And the fact that the public thinks nothing bad can happen and our ruling class thinks nothing will happen, there's a reason NATO never did stuff like this with Russia before. Because Russia will end up attacking. And they tried this on 888, and Russia rolled nukes in to Ukraine, I mean into Georgia, and said we're about to attack. And NATO pulled back. I don't know if they'll pull back now. And you know, Russia's racist. That's why they need to be nuked. Obama is gone.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
The conspiracy theorist.
The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never.
got Navy nuke techs, former U.S. Army, military police, current U.S. Army, folks calling in from the security industry and financial services. We're going to get to all of you starting here in just a moment and right through into the next hour, getting into all the other news as well. But briefly, remember, we are listener-supported, and we have developed the very simple but incredibly pure, high-quality products like Supermel Vitality Dietary Supplement that if I don't take it, I totally feel the difference, and the new X2 Super Survival Shield True Nation Iodine. I take it morning, I take it noon, and I take it night, and I just spilt it. But the point is that it is, you can take it straight up or in water, like I do a lot of times, and it just absolutely gives me so much energy. These purified, concentrated herbs, non-GMO, cold-pressed, that are in the Supermel Vitality and the Superfillmel Vitality that we now have. And again, you've heard the rave reviews, and I end up mixing the Supermel Vitality in water with the Survival Shield. And again, consult your physician before you use this. This isn't a good joke. This is the real deal. You may go through some detoxing at first when you first start taking the nascent iodine. But the fact is, it's the good halogen. The system puts in the bad halogens, takes out the good halogen. You replace it, it's been life-changing for me. And regardless, you're funding the operation. So get your nascent iodine today. Nobody else has got it from the rare earth crystals, the deep earth crystals. The other iodine out there is from seaweed, which is fine, but this stuff is totally pure and goes right into your blood and just has an amazing effect. We have the old Survival Shield that isn't as strong available as well, but the crystals in a beaker literally turn to purple gas. That's how pure they are. If you know about iodine, it's just unbelievable that we were able to get a hold of this. So I'm going to bottoms up right now. Life-changing what this has done for me in the last year taking it, and only the last 3-4 months or so taking the X2. And, of course, I built up to the X2 as well. It's kind of like the analogy of drinking beer when you're in college and then, you know, moving on to whiskey. That's kind of a bad analogy because that's bad for you. The point is that if you'll just take the challenge and order a bottle of it, it funds the operation, and then you'll take it. And we had nothing but positive reviews for the iodine. You've heard them. You've seen them. You will obviously see what I'm talking about if your experience is like almost everybody else's. I got a hand to the hippies. I remember the hippies. Growing up and you know, reading literature, always about how great iodine is and how important it is to rub it on your skin, on women's breasts, so they don't get breast cancer and stuff like that. And I would just roll my eyes at them. You know, iodine, schmiodine. But now I understand it because I actually did the research. And we have the best. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can also, in the month of July, get huge discounts on all the Made in America pro-gun apparel, from belt buckles to men and women's shirts. Molon Labe, come and take it. InfoWarsStore.com or Maiden1776.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I'm going directly to your calls when we're back in 76.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly.
You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.